We were sent away the next morning, before dawn, going south into a hilly country and escorted by a dozen warriors who resented the job of taking two children deep into the heartland of Wessex. I was given a horse. Breeder was provided with a mule, and a young priest called Willibald was officially put in charge of delivering Breeder to a nunnery and me to Abbot Hewald. Father Willibald was a nice man, with an easy smile and a kind manner. He could imitate bird calls, and made us laugh by inventing a conversation between a quarrelsome field fare with its chack-chack call and a soaring skylark. Then he made us guess what birds he was imitating, and that entertainment, mixed in with some harmless riddles, took us to a settlement high above a soft-flowing river in the heavily wooded countryside. The soldiers insisted on stopping there because they said the horses needed a rest.
"They really need ale," Willibald told us, and shrugged as if it was understandable.
It was a warm day. The horses were hobbled outside the hall. The soldiers got their ale, bread and cheese, then sat in a circle and threw dice and grumbled, leaving us to Willibald's supervision. But the young priest stretched out on a half-collapsed haystack and fell asleep in the sunlight. I looked at Breeder, she looked at me, and it was as simple as that. We crept along the side of the hall, circled an enormous dung heap, dodged through some pigs that rooted in a field, wriggled through a hedge, and then we were in woodland where we both started to laugh.
"My mother insisted I call him uncle," Breeder said in her small voice, "and the nasty Danes killed him."
And we both thought that was the funniest thing we had ever heard. And then we came to our senses and hurried northward. It was a long time before the soldiers searched for us. And later they brought hunting dogs from the hall where they had purchased ale. But by then we had waded up a stream, changed direction again, found higher ground and hidden ourselves. They did not find us, though all afternoon we could hear the hounds baying in the valley. They must have been searching the riverbank, thinking we had gone there. But we were safe and alone and high. They searched for 2 days, never coming close. And on the third day, we saw Alfred's royal cavalcade riding south on the road under the hill. The meeting at Batham was over, and that meant the Danes were retreating to Reddingham, and neither of us had any idea how to reach Reddingham. But we knew we had travelled west to reach Batham, so that was a start, and we knew we had to find the River Thames, and our only two problems were food and the need to avoid being caught. That was a good time. We stole milk from the udders of cows and goats. We had no weapons, but we fashioned cudgels from fallen branches and used them to threaten some poor old man who was patiently digging a ditch and had a small sack with bread and peas pudding for his meal. And we stole that. And we caught fish with our hands, a trick that Breeder taught me. And we lived in the woods. I wore my hammer amulet again. Breeder had thrown away her wooden crucifix, but I kept the silver one, for it was valuable. After a few days, we began travelling by night. We were both frightened at first, for the night is when the Skeidugengen stir from their hiding places. But we became good at traversing the darkness. We skirted farms, following the stars, and we learned how to move without noise, how to be shadows. One night, something large and growling came close, and we heard it shifting, pawing the ground. And we both beat at the leaf mould with our cudgels and yelped, and the thing went away. A boar? Perhaps. Or perhaps one of the shapeless, nameless Skeidugengen that curdle dreams. We had to cross a range of high, bare hills, where we managed to steal a lamb before the shepherd's dogs even knew we were there. We lit a fire in the woods north of the hills and cooked the meat, and the next night we found the river. We did not know what river, but it was wide. It flowed beneath deep trees, and nearby was a settlement where we saw a small round boat made of bent willow sticks covered with goatskin. That night, we stole the boat and let it carry us downstream, past settlements, under bridges ever going east. We did not know it, but the river was the Thames, and so we came safe to Reddingham.